Today's daf is Masechet Beitza, daf Yud Zayin, page 17. And we will start on the very top of the page. We're dealing with the topic of the interplay between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the big topic was that there is a rabbinic prohibition not to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. However, there is a way around that rabbinic prohibition. They knew that this would make it very difficult. People don't always prepare three days in advance, 4 days in advance. So therefore they made a law that if on Erev Yom Tov, you take some cooked food and you put aside the cooked food, and you say this, you know, cooked piece of potato, this cooked egg is for Shabbos. So then you're allowed to continue to prepare for Shabbos from Yom Tov to Shabbos. This is called Eruv Tavshilin. So once you put aside some food for Shabbos, and now you can keep cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So another issue when you have Yom Tov and Shabbos. Second line here, Yin Zayin Amud Aleph. Our sages told us in a braita, Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. We're on the third line now of the Gemara. If it is Yom Tov and it is Shabbos, Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos. So normally, when you daven Shmona Esrei, there are seven blessings in Shmona Esrei. Three to start it, Avos, Machaye Mesim, and Atah Kadosh. And three always to end the Shmona Esrei, Avoda, namely Ritzei, and then Hoda'a, Modim, and finally Sim Shalom. So you always have the same three blessings at the beginning of every Shmona Esrei, the end of every Shmona Esrei. During the week, we have 13 blessings in the middle, so a total of 19 blessings during the week, because we ask for wisdom, and we ask for forgiveness, and we ask for healing, and we ask for livelihood, and we ask for redemption, and we ask that the enemies of the Jews should be pushed aside. On Shabbos, we're not concerned with all of those weekday matters. On Shabbos, we only have seven blessings. Three before, three at the end, and then one in the middle, which talks about the holiness of Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos. What happens when it's Shabbos and it's Yom Tov? So are we going to have a blessing for Shabbos and a blessing for Yom Tov for a total of eight blessings? Or are we going to have only one blessing for both Shabbos and Yom Tov and only have seven blessings? Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a Braita, Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. If you have a day of Yom Tov, which is also Shabbos, Yom Tov it's Shabbos, Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, Mispalel Shmona, then you have eight blessings in the Shmona Esrei. So the first three, Avos, Tchias HaMesim, and Atah Kadosh, Kedushas Hashem, then a blessing for Shabbos, and a second blessing for Yom Tov. Ba'omer, Shel Shabbos Bifnei Atzma, so according to Beis Shammai, there's a paragraph about Shabbos, which ends with Mekadesh HaShabbos, a second paragraph about Yom Tov, which ends with Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim. Beis Hillel say, Mispalel Sheva, you recite seven blessings. You have the first three, Magen Avos, Tchias HaMesim, and Kiddush Hashem. You have the final three, the Avodah, and Birchas HaShalom, the request for peace, and you have only one in the middle. Now that one that's in the middle, Matchil B'Shel Shabbos. You begin that paragraph by talking about Shabbos. You say, Vati Teilanu Es Yom HaMenucha Hazeh. And then you continue on into Yom Tov. You say, Vatitin lanu es yom menucha zeh ves yom chagas sukos hazeh. U'mesayim b'shel Shabbos. But when you end the bracha, you end with Shabbos. You end with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'Homer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. And the discussion of the holiness of the day, of Yom Tov, that's in the middle, as we said. V'atitzin lanu Hashem Elokeinu Yom HaMenucha Hazeh, Shabbos. V'es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, that's the Kedushas Hayom. And you get back to Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. However, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, you don't end only with Shabbos. Af chosem ba, you also in your closing close also with Yom Tov. You say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, blessed be Hashem who makes Shabbos holy. Aaron, your hat I think is backwards. Yisrael, Hazmanim, you make Shabbos holy, Klal Yisrael holy, and the times holy. The Jewish nation's holiness is how we make times holy, because we are a holy people, so therefore we have the ability to set Rosh Chodesh and to set the dates on the calendar. And through setting the dates, we are sanctifying the day. So blessing Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael, Bazmani. Tanei Tana, Kamei Deravina. Now there was an expert in Brisos, and he was teaching in front of Ravina, that he said that what Rabbi said was, you make the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, bless you Hashem who makes the Jewish people holy, VeHaShabbos, and Shabbos, VeHazmanim, and Yomim Tovim. Amarles, Ravina said to him, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshilei, that's not right to say Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, and then Shabbos. That would imply that the Jews are the ones who make it into Shabbos. We don't make it into Shabbos. Shabbos Mekadesh V'Kayma. Shabbos is holy, and it's holy every week, whether we're doing this or we're not doing things, doesn't matter. It's not up to us. Every Saturday is Shabbos. The seventh day, there's the Kedusha of Shabbos, regardless of us. You can't say Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos V'Hazmanim, that Hashem makes the Jewish people holy, who make Shabbos holy, who make Yom Tov holy. The Jewish people don't make Shabbos holy. Shabbos is holy regardless. The Jewish people make Yom Tov holy. HaShabbos Mikadesh V'Kayma. Ella, therefore, Eimah, rather you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, the way we had in our Braisa, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hashem makes Shabbos holy, and He makes Yisrael holy, and Klal Yisrael make Hazman, and they make the times holy. Amar Rav Yosef, that's the halacha. Halacha ki Rebbe. Halacha is like Rebbe. We don't end with Mekadesh HaShabbos only. We don't end like Beishamai, Mekadesh HaShabbos, one blessing and another blessing with Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. Rather, halacha is like Rebbe. We end with a closing that has both of it. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim, Gidatarit Ravina, the way Ravina changed the Braisa. Correct. Well, he made Shabbos holy, and then he makes Yisrael holy, and Klal Yisrael are the ones who make the Zmanim holy. If Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoed. So now, on a regular Chol HaMoed, we'd have a regular Shmoneh Esrei of 19 blessings. There's no special blessing for Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed gets Yalav Yavo, and Yalav Yavo goes into Ritzei, goes into Avodah. Let's say you have Shabbos, which is Chol HaMoed, or Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh. Again, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed typically don't have their own blessing. They're just part of Ritzei, part of Avodah. So Shabbos, Shechalios, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, if Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh on Chol HaMoed, Arvis, V'Shachris, U'Mincha, Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, Nispalo Sheva. You recite seven blessings, V'omer me'ena ma'ora ba'avoda. You say ritzei in the in ritzei. You say yala v'yavo. In ritzei you say yala v'yavo to cover the event. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. V'im lo amar. Now if you left out yala v'yavo, Zirin also, you have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei because the day is Chol HaMoed. So if you left out Sukkis, you didn't mention Sukkis, you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. You did mention Shabbos, you didn't mention Sukkis. It's Shabbos during Sukkis. You have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Elazar Omer Boda. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says that the same way on Hanukkah we have an insertion during Modim, we say Alanisim. So when you have Shabbos, which is Chol HaMoed, or Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, in Modim you would insert the passage about Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Uvu Musafin. Now, when you get to the Musaf Davening, so Musaf is to commemorate the Karbanos Musaf, the added Karbanos that were added to the Karban Tamid. On a holiday, Shabbos also has Karbanos Musaf. Right? The Karbanos of Shabbos is Shnei Kvasim, two sheep. Musafim, Matchil B'Shal Shabbos. You start the paragraph, middle paragraph, with appreciating Shabbos. Umisayim B'Shal Shabbos, and you end with Shabbos. V'Omer Ketushas Hayom Ba'emtza, and you say the holiness of the day of Yom Tov in the middle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher B'Yochman Broke Omrim. Ami, the bris is going to daven upstairs. Yeah. You know, okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochman Broka Omrim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochman Broka, say, Kol makom shehuzkak b'shava. Anytime you need seven blessings, so that could be Mariv, Shachris, of Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh, Matcha b'shal Shabbos, you start with Shabbos, umesayim b'shal Shabbos, and you end with Shabbos, or mekdush sayom ba'emtza. And in the middle of that middle blessing, you mention Rosh Chodesh, you mention Chol HaMoed. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said, Ein halacha kosazug. Halacha is not like that pair. Rather, as we know, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we mention Yala V'Yavo in Ritzei. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi said, Amar Rav said, okay, Meiniach Adam Eruvei Tchumin Miyom Tov L'Chavero. Let's say you're living outside of Israel, so you have 2 days of Yom Tov. Let's say the 2 days of Yom Tov were Thursday, Friday. Now on Friday you want to walk, I'm sorry, on Shabbos you want to walk 2,000 amos in one direction. So you'd like to set up the Eruv Tchumin for Shabbos to shift where your center, right, where your spot is. Now you didn't set it up before Yom Tov. So you have 2 days of Yom Tov. So Rav Chiya Barashi said, whenever you have 2 days of Yom Tov, basically that's a suffix, right? We're treating it as a suffix. Maybe today's Yom Tov, maybe really tomorrow's Yom Tov. So Rav Chiya Barashi says you can put an Eruv Tchumin, Yom Tov L'Chavero, on the first day of Yom Tov, Umasna, and you make a condition. You say, if today is really a weekday, today's Thursday, Thursday's the weekday, really the Yom Tov is Friday, so this is my Eruv Tchumin, and tomorrow, I'm not putting the Eruv Tchumin down for tomorrow, it's for Shabbos. But if today is really Yom Tov, then what I did now is nothing. And tomorrow, which is Friday, which is a weekday, that's when this is going to become the Eruv Tchumin to allow me to walk on Shabbos.
2,000.
Amos in a certain direction, right. Amar Rava. So Rav Chiya Barashi said the name of Rav about Eruv Tchumin. Rav said, if a guy forgot to make an Eruv Tavshilin, and it's the first day of Yom Tov, and he's living outside of Israel, and he has 2 days of Yom Tov, and it's Thursday, a person can put down an Eruv Tavshilin today. And again, Umasta will make a condition. He'll say, if today is Yom Tov, and I can't make an Eruv Tavshilin, so So this is nothing. This is not an Erev Tavshilin. Then tomorrow is just a weekday. Tomorrow I can cook for Shabbos. If tomorrow is Yom Tov and today is the weekday, then this is an Erev Tavshilin. Now, the one who said you can make an Eruv Tchumen on the 2 days of Yom Tov, Koshkein Eruv Tavshilin, certainly you can make Eruv Tavshilin on the 2 days of Yom Tov. However, Madam Eruv Tavshilin, the one who says you make an Eruv Tavshilin, Aval Eruv Tchumen lo, but you can't make Eruv Tchumen, my time or why? You can make the same type of stipulation. You say, if today is the weekday, it's Eruv Tchumen. And if it's not a weekday, then it's not Eruv Tchumen. The answer is, the Lemikni Shvisa B'Shab Salo. You would all, you shouldn't be making an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov, because that's already, it looks like a violation of Yom Tov. Today's Yom Tov. And you're putting down to establish where your spot is, to move around your Erev Tchumen. It doesn't fit right with Yom Tov. So even though really today's not Yom Tov, it's a Safik Yom Tov, but we're treating it as Yom Tov to make an Erev Tchumen, he holds that you don't do. About Eruv Tchumen? I don't remember. I have to look it up. Tana Rabbanan did a braisa. Ein ofen mi Yom Tov l'chavero. You're not allowed to bake bread, let's say on Thursday of Yom Tov, for the next day for Friday, the next day of Yom Tov. Emes Amru, in truth, they said, Memala Isha kalak deira basa. A woman who's cooking on Yom Tov, let's say it's the 2 days of Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday, so she can cook a lot of meat on Thursday and have extra for Friday. Even though she only needs one piece, she can cook a whole pot because it's one act of cooking. Similarly, a baker can fill up an entire barrel of water. Even though he only needs one pitcher. Avolefos, but baking, now when they used to bake like pitas. So they'd make a dough and they would slap it on the wall of an oven and then they'd use a spatula to take it off. So you can't say, oh, it's one act of baking. Every dough is its own, putting on the wall, taking off the wall. Avolefos in ofer elamashet zarechlo. That you can only bake what you need for this Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, even Mamala Isha Kalatan or Pas, a woman can fill up an entire oven with breads. Because the bread is baked better when the whole oven is filled with breads, so that holds the heat and that cooks them better. Amar Rav Rava said, Allah Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Anybody had a question in the yeshiva? Somebody did not put aside food before Yom Tov for Shabbos. So now he's not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So what does that mean? Hu ne'asar v'kimcho ne'asar. Does it mean that he can't cook and also his stuff can't be cooked? His food can't be cooked? Odilma hu ne'asar. He can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But v'en kimcho ne'asar. But his food, his flour is not prohibited. His flour could be cooked. He can't do the cooking. But my nafkamina, what's the difference? If somebody else says, I'll cook for you, does he have to also give to that person his flour to make it belong to that person? If you're going to tell me who Nasar or Kimcho Nasar, he's not allowed to cook, and his flour can't get cooked. So then, he has to transfer ownership of the flour to others. But if you're going to tell me who Nasar and Kimcho Nasar, okay, he can't cook, but his flour is not prohibited. He doesn't have to transfer ownership of the flour to others.
Supposedly, the Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday.
Good.
So Wednesday, you're cooking. Can you cook a big pot for the whole 3 days?
For sure. Yeah. That's certainly fine. But you want to cook on Friday for Shabbos.
Just warm it up for Shabbos.
That's certainly okay. That's certainly okay. Tashma, come to your proof. The Braisa says, if somebody didn't put aside food to enable him to cook from Friday to Shabbos, Harezeh, lo yofeh, v'lo yevashel, v'lo yatmin. So if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he shouldn't be baking on Friday, he shouldn't be cooking on Friday, He can't even take the pot of food and insulate it so that it will stay hot for Shabbos. Lo, he can't do it for himself. V'lo l'achir, he can't do it for others because he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. V'lo achir and ofen levash lo, and others cannot cook or bake for him. Ketzad u'osa. What can he do? Makna kimcho l'achirim, he can transfer ownership of his flour to others. And then v'ofen lo levash lo, and they can cook. And they can bake it, because it's now theirs. So Shmamina, so you see here, this is very clear. If he didn't make the Erev Tavshilin, who Nasar, he can't cook now. The Kimcho Nasar, his food is prohibited. And for the food to be able to be cooked, it has to be transferred to others. Shmamina, that is a proof.
Remember, you have an issue of business transactions?
Right, apparently not. It's for the sake of Yom Tov, so it's allowed. It's to enable people to cook.
Even
it's going to help him, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, because it's to enable the enjoyment of Yom Tov. Ibailu, that a question in the yeshiva. Somebody doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin. And he ignored the law, and he cooked on Friday, which was Yom Tov for Shabbos. Can he now eat that stuff? He violated the law.
Unless he has a good rabbi in the neighborhood. Usually the rabbis take care of
him. The rabbis can take care. That's true. That we learned yesterday. So Tashma, come in your proof. We learn Nishlo Niach Eruv Tavshilin. Ketzeru Osef. Somebody didn't put aside food in order to enable cooking from Friday to Shabbos. What does he do? Makna Kimcho L'Acherim. So now he has to transfer ownership of his flour to others. V'Acherim Ofen Lo Mevashlen Lo. Those others are going to bake for him and cook for him. Isa, now if you're going to tell me that he has another option, he himself cooks, it's okay. So listen, so the Bryce, which is trying to find solutions, should say, now on Yitzayin Mabez, Avar Va'afa, if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, but then he violated the law, and he cooked from Friday to Shabbos, Mutter, it's allowed. Avar Va'adar Bar Masa, it's not approved, because Tana Tzakanta De'atera Katani. The Tana is trying to tell you, if he didn't do the right thing, how he can accomplish the goal with the right thing. Takana di Yisur Lokatani, how he's going to be okay by doing a prohibition that it doesn't want to list. Tashma, come to your proof we learned. Mi sheni acheru v'tavshilin. If somebody puts down an Erev Tavshilin, he puts down food before Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, and now he can cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Reza ofam avasho matmin. He's allowed to bake, he's allowed to cook, he's allowed to put food into insulation to keep it hot for Shabbos. V'im ratzalechol aseruvo. Now, if he wants to eat the food that he had put aside for Shabbos on Yom Tov or Shus B'yado, he's allowed to do it. However, achlot shlo afa, but if he ate that food, which was the Erev Tavshilin food, before he ate it before he baked for Shabbos, or shlo hitmin, or before he put the Shabbos food into the blech, into the crock pot to keep it hot, so now that there's no Erev Tavshilin left, the food of the Erev Tavshilin is gone, he can't bake anymore, he can't cook, not for himself, not for others, and others can't cook or bake for him. So now what is he going to do? So he had set aside Erev Tavshilin, but now he lost his Erev Tavshilin because he ate it. So what he can do is, he can cook for Yom Tov. And he can cook a lot for Yom Tov. If he cooked extra, because he cooked a big pot when all he needed was, you know, a small amount. Also the Shabbos, that extra amount that he cooked, he'll use on Shabbos. Ublevad shelo yarin, but he can't sort of make this into a joke. He can't say, oh my gosh, I ate my Erev Tavshilin, now I can't cook for Shabbos. I already have my Yom Tov food. Okay, I'm going to invite guests. Would you come over? Oh, now I have guests coming, so now I have to cook for Yom Tov, now I'm going to cook extra, and I'm going to have also for Shabbos. That you can't do. Bim Harin, if he had already prepared his Yom Tov food, and he goes out of his way to invite guests, and thereby have an excuse to have more Yom Tov cooking, Usser, that food is not allowed. Right, so then that food's not allowed. So if you see here that if he's violating the rabbinic dictums, the food's not allowed. So therefore, if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin at all, and he just cooks from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the food shouldn't be allowed. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, no. Harama kamarta. You're talking about a guy who thinks he's doing the right thing, and he found a way out of the law. But really, it's not. It was the wrong thing. So that we don't allow. Because if people think they're doing the right thing, and they've outsmarted the law, they'll keep doing it forever. If somebody knows he's supposed to make an Erev Tavshilin, and he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and he wasn't supposed to cook, and he cooked anyway, he knows he did the wrong thing. If he knows he did the wrong thing, eventually he'll do tshuva. He'll stop doing the wrong thing. So that we can allow that food. But our Rama we can't allow. Amar Ravashi, Arama come out. You're talking about a guy who's trying to outsmart the system. Shani Arama, when a person is trying to outsmart the system, Achmiru Barabanan Tfemi Mezid, there the rabbis are more strict than when somebody is deliberate. That's also true. That's also true.
Now that making the big pot for Shabbos during the Yom Tov, he has to put that a little bit in the big pot?
No, no, no. As long as he put aside some cooked food for Shabbos before Yom Tov, he's okay. Okay, another suggested answer. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, the fact that when a person is ma'arim, the food is prohibited, is not a proof that when somebody violates the law and he just cooks without an Erev Tavshilin, the food is prohibited. Hamani Hananyahi is the view of Hananya. Aliba de Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, he's very strict. The Tanakh says in a Braisa Hananya, Omer Hananya says, Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai say, in Ofin, Elim Kein Irev Bepas. You can't bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos unless you had already put aside baked goods from before Yom Tov for Shabbos. Ve'in mevashlin, Beis Shammai say you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Elim ken irev betavshil, unless he had first put aside a cooked food for Shabbos from before Yom Tov. Ve'in tomnin, and you can't put food into a heat source to keep it hot for Shabbos. Elim ken hayu chametz tzbunim erev Yom Tov, unless already before Yom Tov you already put something hot aside in insulation to keep it hot for Shabbos. No, you don't have to do the thing that you're doing with what you're doing now on Yom Tov. You don't have to already started it before Yom Tov. Ma'arim b'tav shalechad, a person can put aside a little cooked food for Shabbos. Osebo kol tzarkon, based on that little cooked food, he can do all of his needs. He can bake and he can do other things too. Okay, Tashma, coming here, another proof. We learned in a Mishnah in Trumos. We know that you're not allowed. Oh, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. So we went to the Mishnah in Trumos. Hama'aser peirosav b'shabbes b'shogeg. So we know the rabbis made a prohibition not that people shouldn't be separating Trumos and Masros on Shabbos. What happens if a person forgets that it's Shabbos? And Ma'aser Peirosav B'Shabbos B'Shogeg. He forgot that day was Shabbos, and he separated Maestros from his Tevel, from the grain. So now Yochal, he can eat it. But if he makes it, if deliberately he did it, so Yochal, then he cannot eat it. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, the case is, Dislei Peiriachrini. Maybe there it's not a proof. Maybe there he had other fruit. Therefore, here, when he deliberately violated the rabbinic law of separating Shumas and Maestros, they said, okay, you had other fruit, so don't eat this fruit, because you violated the rabbinic law. But maybe with Erev Tavshilin, if somebody violates Erev Tavshilin, he's not going to have anything to eat over Shabbos for the sake of Simcha Shabbos. They would, in fact, allow him to eat it. Tashma, coming here, another proof we learned. We know, again, that there is a rabbinic law not to tovel utensils on Shabbos, because that looks like tikkun mana, that looks like fixing something. You're not supposed to use, you can't use a utensil that you bought from a non-Jew until you tovel it. So you're not allowed to tovel it on Shabbos. What about a matbil kelim b'Shabbos? Somebody who was tovel, he toveled his utensils on Shabbos. So b'shogeg, if you forgot that it was Shabbos, yishtamish behem, he can use them. B'mezid, if he did it deliberately, lo yishtamish behem. So he's not going to enjoy Shabbos, he's not going to have dishes to eat off of. So Gemara says, maybe that's different. There, lo tzricha disle mani achrini. Maybe there was the case where he had other utensils. Therefore, don't use these. But Erev Tavshilin, if we're not going to let the guy who violates the Erev Tavshilin, the law of Erev Tavshilin, if we're not going to let him eat his food on Shabbos, he's not going to have what to eat. There won't be any Simcha Shabbos, any Onik Shabbos. Inam Yotunali Efshe B'Sheila. In regards to utensils, a person always is never stuck because he can always borrow utensils from a neighbor. Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned about Vashel B'Shabbos B'Shogeg. If somebody forgets the day of Shabbos and he cooks food, Yochel, that food can be eaten. Amazed if he knew it was Shabbos and he violated and he cooked. Lo Yochel, he can't eat. Says the Gemara, Isura de Shabbos Shani. That's not a proof. Here we're talking about a biblical sin, cooking. So that's not the same thing. A guy who cooks from Yom Tov to Shabbos, we're talking about a rabbinic act, not a biblical sin. Beishamay Omer Beishamay said in the Mishnah that the area of Tavshilin is Shnei Tavshilin. You have to put aside two cooked foods for Shabbos from before Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, in our Mishnah, Beisil said you only have to do one cooked food. And the Mishnah said, but everybody would agree that the dish of fish with eggs is considered two cooked foods. Even according to Beishamay, that would work. Says the Gemara, Masnisin, our Mishnah, the Loki Aitan, is not like the following Tana. The Tana looked at a Braisa, Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar says, Beit Shammai Beisil agree that you need two cooked foods. Al Manechliku, what's the argument? Al Dag, who baits a sha'alav. The argument is about that question. The dish of fish with eggs. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai say, when you have fish with an egg on it, Shnei Tavshilin, you need to have two cooked foods. This is considered only one cooked food. And it's all attached. The egg is considered part of the fish. Well, Beis Hillel say no. Tav shel echad. The problem, this type of one dish is already considered two dishes because it's eggs and fish. Says the Brice of Shavan, they would all agree though, Shempir per beitza, if he opens up a cooked egg, v'nasan l'tochat ag, and he put into the fish osharise kaflutos, or he shredded leeks, menasin letoch hadag, and put that into the fish. Those are certainly considered two separate items. Shein shnei tavshilin. Amar Rava said hilchos haketana didan, halachas like our tana that Beis Hillel allow even a single cooked dish. Aliba de Beis Hillel. All you need is one cooked food put aside for Shabbos. Achlo, if he ate up the Eruv Tavshilin or Shavar, it was lost. Harezer lo yivashel olav, he can't cook on it, on its basis. Amar Abaye said, Naktinan, we paskin the following, that if Hitchil b'isaso, if he started to cook his dough, started to bake his dough because he had an Eruv Tavshilin, and then v'ne'achal Eruvo, then somebody ate the Eruv, somebody ate that cooked food, Gomer can finish the baking of the dough. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with this Mishnah tomorrow.